The locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Peru State College, online at peru.edu. Peru State, Nebraska's first college. Transformative education designed for you. Stay tuned. Your Giant Communications pregame is just ahead. Giant Communications, the fastest, most reliable network in Northeast Kansas. Find out how you can switch at giantcomm.net.
Dr. Sean McCool, Christine McCool, and Peggy Kistler, and the staff at Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic, provide both emergency and routine care for your animals, large and small. Specializing in small animal knee surgery, orthopedic, and soft tissue surgeries. For more information, visit their website, CedarRidgeVeterinaryClinic.com, or call 913-367-3600. At Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic, it's all about caring and experience.
Farming, it's more than just a job. Farmers dedicate their lives every day to the land and the community that surrounds it. Exchange Bank recognizes and appreciates their hard work. We are dedicated to helping with your agricultural needs. We can assist you with loans to keep your farm operating and for expansion. Our team at Exchange Bank is here for the long haul. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Hey, it's good to have you back with us here at the Haverty Gymnasium on the Barham Mount Academy campus in Atchison, Kansas. Getting set for the second half of our high school hoops doubleheader this evening here on Care Radio. Ladies game is in the book. Home team won that one. We'll see what happens here in the nightcap as in the Northeast Kansas League, Barham Mount Academy is hosting Oskaloosa. Welcome back, everybody. Joseph, our producer and engineer back at the Care Radio Sports Studio, handling all the difficult technical stuff that's totally beyond us mortals. Joseph, thank you very much. Tom Couch at your courtside, and Public Address Announcer getting set to introduce the starters to the crowd on hand. Very nice crowd. Always a good crowd here at home for MHMA, and Oskaloosa travels really, really well and supports their team. Tell you what, we're going to take a brief intermission. We're going to be back. We'll bring in the starters and the tip right after this.
Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They're all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They've extended their hours to better serve you. Now open 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Blair Milling in Atchison has all your poultry needs. Begin with a medicated chick starter crumble to give your young chicks nutrition to grow and stay healthy. Continue with a Blair's non-medicated chick grower crumble to keep them growing and developing into laying hens. When they start laying, go to the all-mashed egg to keep your layers producing eggs and staying healthy for a long time. To answer any of your poultry needs, contact a Blair representative at 913-367-2310.
When you need a doctor, you choose the best. So when choosing one for your family pet, why have him just treated when you can have him treated like family at Westside Veterinarian Clinic? Dr. Walls and his friendly staff make it easy to get started and keep your pet healthy year-round. So for your special pet, choose Dr. Walls at Westside, located on 286 Road, just past Heritage Tractor. Call them at 913-367-0456. Westside Veterinary, where caring is their specialty.
Welcome back. Let's share the starters with you, shall we? First of all, for Oskaloosa, head coach Jeremy Rockhold, his assistant coaches Scott Whaley and Troy Smith. Oskaloosa coming into the game at 1-1 of the season and 0-1 of the conference are going to be starting Trenton Van Houten and Coy Perry. Josh Rowe, Gunnar Rockhold, and Hunter Boyd, a senior, a sophomore, and three juniors. For MHMA, a little bit of a different look, a little bit of illness circulating around the squad, and head coach Dan Ramplinger and his assistant coach Christian Wessel. They're going to be starting Bowden Korbelik with Parrish Beagle, Brody Coatman, Mark Harris, and Sam Joyce. We're set to go and hope you enjoy it. The ball goes up the tip of the way. Parrish Beagle's going to control it down, and we're underway. MHMA in the home whites with gold and black. Oskaloosa in vibrant red with white and blue. Ravens with the basketball to begin things, and we're waiting for the first shot of the game, almost a half a minute into the opening quarter. Korblik will get it away to Beagle. Harris skips it over to the right side of the free throw line where Sam gets it, dishes across, and the driving lane is going to be up and good for Harris, and the Ravens are broken out on top, 2-0. Just underway, 7:20 to go in the opening quarter. Oskaloosa with the basketball, driving to the free throw line and putting up the 15-footer. Swish for Gunner Rockhold. So Gunner will tie the game at 2 apiece. And the Ravens are going to walk it back the other way. Bowden Korbelik handling the ball, running it at the one spot. Literally hands it over to Sam Joyce. Brings it back out on top to Parrish. Beagle dishes into the baseline. Korbelik looks to the center with no room. Gets it back again to Beagle. 6:50 to go. 12-foot shot. Up won't go. Rebound. Oskaloosa. Trenton Van Houten will work his way into the forecourt. Take it down the right side. Nearly stumbles to travel, but gets rid of the ball in just in time. Bears offense will run. Kicks it over to the right side to Rockhold. He'll drive baseline. Put up a one-handed runner. No good. Koopman coming out with a rebound. He hits a teammate in the back who wasn't ready for the pass. And on the other end of the court, the shot goes up and misses by Oskaloosa. Back up with it will come Harris. He'll go down the right side. The Ravens with the basketball. 6:10 to play in the opening quarter in a 2-2 game. Here's a long three. Korbelik from way outside. Bowden Korbelik. Ravens go up 5-2. And we've got 6 to go in the first. Dish pass over to the left side. Oskaloosa with the basketball. They'll come to the left side of the free throw line from just outside the lane. The shot is up and wide right. Rebounding it down is going to be Harris. He'll take it into the forecourt himself, taking it down the right side, working in front of the benches. Top side, top of the key. Parrish Beagle has it. Goes to Sam. Back to Parrish. Beagle holding the ball high above his head. Now directing a little traffic, not getting what he wants, so he'll get it to Joyce instead, who powers into the middle between three defenders and loses the ball. Here comes Oskaloosa. Van Houten into the forecourt, comes down right side. Korbelik steps in front of him to stop him from driving in uncontested. It'll come out on top to Perry. Back to the right side. Van Houten's three is short. And a rebound taken away by Sam Joyce, and here come the Ravens. 5:10 to play, opening quarter. MHMA with a basketball and a three-point lead, 5-2. Little right-hand push pass from Beagle to Harris. Nearly a travel, and Harris, without looking to the left side, launching a pass to Korbelik, who was not where he thought he would be. It goes into the crowd. Oskaloosa is going to have it back. We'll have our first substitution of the game. Coming in for Coach Rockhold, and Oskaloosa is going to be a sophomore. That's Tanner Haynes. So Haynes comes into the game, and it's Coy Perry bringing it up court now for the Bears. Driving shot, right side, is going to be up and in, and they will wave it off. An offensive foul. Away from the basketball, it's going to be on Hunter Boyd. It'll be his first. It is the first foul by either team committed tonight at 4:49 to play in the opening quarter. So wave off the bucket. Ravens have the basketball, still leading at 5-2. Here's Harris, right side of the lane. Shot is going to be up. No, rebounding it down. Oskaloosa, Bears back up the floor with it. Van Houten again will bring it down, this time down the right side in front of the MHMA student section. He'll hold it up, come off on top to Perry. Perry starts toward the lane, and he will be stopped. And we're going to have another foul off the ball by Oskaloosa. This time it's going to be on Josh Rowe. Josh was trying to be a good teammate. He was looking to set a bit of a screen and in the process slid into a Raven player and kind of gave him the old forearm. And that'll be his first foul, and Oskaloosa team foul too. Ravens still hanging on to that three-point lead. No one has put any points on the board in quite some time. We are midpoint of the opening quarter. 5-2, Ravens in front. Left side, Korbelik, he's good for three. Drains another one. Bowden Korblak is an outstanding perimeter shooter, and left uncontested, he will throw them in from out there all night long. Already has a couple of threes, and the Ravens go up a half a dozen as we get an Oskaloosa timeout. Joseph Wirt taking a break. Down to 3:57 to go in the first. It is Moorhill Mount Academy 8, Oskaloosa 2.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Looking at the Raven lineup as they come out of the court, and they're going to have their original five: Korblak, Beagle, Coatman, Harrison, Joyce. For Oskaloosa, the ball is going to come in out on top to Coy Perry, having been put in play by Gunnar Rockhold. Here's a feed underneath the goal, and it's going to be stripped away by Coatman. MHMA coming up the floor with the ball, leading it by half a dozen, down to 3:40 to go in the first. Harris with the basketball, goes to Beagle. He'll take it down the left side of the lane, dump it into the edge, another three, Korblak. That one won't go, but the follow is going to go up and in for Brody. So Coatman will pick up his first points of the game, and the Ravens have exploded now to a 10-2 lead. 3:25 to play, first quarter. Again, Oskaloosa coming into the ballgame tonight at 1-1, but 0-1 in the Northeast Kansas League. Here's a baseline left-handed runner that's up and not going to go in after a Raven foul. Is there going to be a shooting violation? They will say no. Into the lineup for Coach Ramplinger and Moorhill Mount Academy, we're going to get Keegan Mispagel. And also checking in, that's going to be Adam Caudill. 10-2. Ravens in front. Oskaloosa with the basketball. Here's Van Houten playing it at the one. Dumps it over to the right side. Rockhold with it. He's got the only points for Oskaloosa at this juncture of the game. We're now inside 3 minutes left in the first. Lob pass over to the right. Nearly stolen by Harris, but rescued by Oskaloosa. They're going to keep the ball alive. MHMA in a 2-3 zone. Driving into the middle. Ball is going to be rejected. Take it away. Here comes Korblak. Has it slapped away for a moment, but he's able to step up and recover it, and trying to steal it back a second time, Gunnar Rockhold will pick up his first foul of the game. Oskaloosa will now bring Takoda Baker into the game. T-A-K-O-D-A, Takoda Baker. Still a 10-2 Raven lead at 2.5 to go in the first. Offense has been at a premium, and now the Ravens will turn it over with a traveling call. So neither team is putting anything on the board for a little while now. Now the officials coming over and having a visit with Coach Rockhold. Coach Rockhold is not happy. The official's not happy. And they're having a very heart-to-heart dialogue, let's call it. And the official's just walking away. Coach is following him out to midcourt. And I think that official's going to say, you know what, you're not going to agree with me, and that's enough. And they're still very loudly discussing matters as coach stops at midcourt and the official goes all the way down to the baseline on the far side. 2:29 to go in the third quarter. Now two officials on the other end are having a little powwow. The ball will be put in play directly in front of the Oskaloosa bench. And now it's going to come into play, and here come the Bears. Coy Perry with the ball. Swings it over to Rocco. Back off on top. Rowe will have it. Goes long cross court. Here's a baseline three. Won't get the shooter's roll. Van Houten let it sail, but it wouldn't fall in. 2 minutes ago in the first quarter, still 10-2. Ravens will feed it. Here's Cottle from 14. Good. Adam Cottle with his first points of the game, and now it is 12-2. Ravens with a double-digit lead and a minute 50 to go in the first. Back over to the left side. Left wing, Rockhold. Starts into the lane, drives down right side, shot rejected. But I think we'll have a foul on, I suspect it's going to be Harris. Seemed like the closest guy to that action. It will be for Mark. It is foul number one. Back out on top. Head fake, and now a three. Won't go. Long rebound for Oskaloosa. Up the miss, and the driving shot is up and off the window, and they're going to wave it away. There is a foul, and the official very clearly indicated that no shot. And I'm trying to decide against whom the foul is called. It's going to be on, and I didn't even see Miles Dulac come into the game, but the foul is going to be on Miles. And there he is down on the bottom block on the left side defensively in the 2-3 zone. Minute 15 to go in the first quarter. Three-point shot, Oskaloosa. It is up and not going to count. It was up and in, and we're going to wave it away. As Oskaloosa is going to have a 3-second violation just prior to that shot. And with a minute 10 to go in the opening quarter, it has not been what either coach, I think, wants it to be. The Ravens do have a double-digit lead. Now inside a minute. Powering in. Joyce. Little hook shot. Good. Sam will have his first point of the game, but it's now 14-2. 50 seconds to go in the opening quarter. Oskaloosa searching desperately for its offense now. It's going to be Rockhold at the baseline. Gets it in, and he's got all of his team's scoring so far in the game. 14-4, Ravens, 35 seconds to play first quarter. Sam Joyce goes in the middle to Harris, and off the give and go. Harris can't control the ball down in, and the pass was very close and very fast, and going to get away out of bounds back to Oskaloosa. Up the floor with it, the Bears. 20 seconds left in the first quarter. Oski swings it around. Comes out on top to Van Houten. He will cut into the lane. The shot is up and no good. Rebound off the block. Shot is going to go out of bounds. It will be Bears basketball with 11 seconds left in the first. But again, playing at the offensive end is going to be Coy Perry. He'll bring it in quickly into the right edge. The lob on top. The very long three. Got it! From way outside, the bucket by Van Houten. And that is going to be the end of the opening quarter. We'll be back. Second quarter on tap here in Atchison, Kansas, after one. For Hillmount Academy 14, Oskaloosa 7.
Benjamin Franklin once wrote about investing. An investment in knowledge pays the best interest. At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to navigate the world of investments. Let us answer your most pressing questions about the markets. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
Back with you here in the Haverty Gymnasium on the MHMA campus, getting set to go to the second quarter of the boys' game for the home team, leading it here 14-7. A recap of the opening quarter scoring. First of all, for Oskaloosa, it was Gunnar Rockhold leading the way. In fact, he had the only points for the team for the majority of the quarter. He has four. Trenton Van Houten hitting a three late in the first for his points. for MHMA. Bowden Korbelik, a couple of three-pointers with a half a dozen, and then two each for Brody Copeman, Mark Harris, Sam Joyce, and Adam Cottle. We're set to go to the second quarter with Alden in possession, awarding the basketball to Oskaloosa. Some of the very diehard, staunch fans are kind of starting to head to the exits a little bit here. Here's Oskaloosa with the basketball. It's going to be batted away, rescued out on top by Hunter Boyd. Hunter's a big guy out there. Here's a three, and the flop. The bucket doesn't go. The flop didn't work, and now we're going to get a foul on the rebound, and it's going to be on Oskaloosa. Hunter Boyd picking up foul number two. So Hunter will pick up his second foul of the game. 7:44 to go in the opening half. The ball will come in play for the Ravens right in front of the MHMA bench. Putting it in is going to be Parrish Beagle. Parrish has not scored in the game yet. He hit that clutch game-winning shot against JCN the other night. Out on top with it is going to be Brody. Copeman will swing it over to Korbelik. Korbelik takes it down the left side of the lane, kicks it back behind him. Beagle, way back off on top. Move around the basketball. First round to the left side. And the Ravens doing a good job just running a little motion now. They'll start to drive in. Korbelik cut off defensively and brings it back out on top for the Ravens. Is that Luke out there in the ball game now for the Ravens? We're going to get a turnover. That looks like Luke Siebert on the floor. Seven minutes to go in the half. The Ravens, who have led by as many as a dozen, now lead 14-7, and Oskaloosa will turn it over on the other end of the floor. Josh Rowe will return to the game for the Bears, taking the place of Hunter Boyd, who's he'll check out for a little while with his two fouls. Foul's not a big problem right now. Four by Oskaloosa, three for Morehill Mount Academy. The Ravens are going to walk the ball up the court. Oskaloosa will settle into a player defense. Joyce has it, top of the key. Korbelik, he'll go three. This one halfway down and then rims out, and the rebound, Van Houten. We got a Oskaloosa player coming up a little lame, but he's hustling up the floor behind everybody. Bears back down the court on offense. Pass comes off on top. Rockhold swings around to the left side. Coy Perry drives into the lane. Straight down the middle. Puts a shot up. No good. Sam Joyce rebounds it down. Thought perhaps there was going to be a foul call. There was none. The dish back to the right side to Harris. The bucket is good. The assist to Beagle. Mark Harris has 4 points. It's now 16-7. And we are 2 minutes into the second quarter. That was the first second quarter point by either team. And again, scoring has been really hard to come by here. And now we're going to have a foul on Beagle. Harry spent himself a little out of position, trying to use his really good speed to correct that, but kind of got tangled up in the mix. Picks up foul number one, and team fouls are even now at 4 apiece. 5:58 to go in the half. Oskaloosa will bring it in play. They'll throw it into the backcourt to Dakota Baker, who promptly returns it to Gunnar Rockhold, and Oskaloosa's back on offense. Left side of the free throw line, the 15-footer is going to be a little bit wide to the left side. Go out of bounds on the fly, off the hand of Van Houten, and back up with a become MHMA. Really good shooting has not been the story of the night here in the Haverty Gym this evening, and we're going to get a timeout taken. Let's take a break. What do you say, Joseph? 5:45 to go. We're in the opening half. Boys High School Basketball. Morehill Mount Academy 16, Oskaloosa 7.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
We'll be right back.
It's a 16-7 lead for MHMA over Oskaloosa. We're going to wait to come out of this timeout with 5:45 to go here in the second quarter. Opening game of the night saw the Lady Ravens secure a win, a game that was very close until the fourth quarter. MHMA was able to pull away for a nice win in front of the home crowd here this evening, 48-34. Out of the court for Oskaloosa. Who we got out there? We got Van Houten and Perry. I see Rowe out of the floor. We've got Rockhold, and running it out is going to be Baker for the Ravens. Coming up the ball up the court with the basketball is going to be Bowden Korbelik. Got Sam Joyce out there and Parrish Beagle, and Sam Joyce kind of crashes into the middle and picks up the foul. In fact, as you look through it, it's going to be the starting five: Korbelik, Beagle, Copeman, Harris, Joyce. At Horn, you hear the background is Oskaloosa bringing Hunter Boyd back in. And so for both coaches, it's going to be the starting five on the floor with 5.5 to go in the first half. Oskaloosa in those bright red uniforms. It's not really a Rutgers red or a Louisville red. I'm really trying to decide. Maybe more of a Utah red. What do you think? Is that more of a Utah red, in your opinion? 5:23 to go, and Oskaloosa putting it back in play again. They'll have it into the fourth quarter and bring it out near the top. We're Gunnar Rockhold. Little right-hand dribble starts in, kicks the ball back behind him toward midcourt. Gets it there to Perry. Coy Perry starts right. Now he pulls up his dribble in a little trouble. Able to get it away to Trenton Van Houten. 5 minutes to go in the half. Van Houten has it stolen away. Here comes Bowden. It's up, and he will not score it because Van Houten made sure he didn't get the two. He said, well, I'll take the foul. And Bowden Korbelik coming to the line for two free throws. Foul number one for Trenton Van Houten. Team fouls are even again now at five. And at the line for the Ravens, Bowden Korbelik with 6 opening quarter points on a couple of three-point shots. His free throw is not successful. He'll have one more coming his way here. Up and in. Makes it look very easy. His 7th point of the game makes it a 17-7 lead. And MHMA back up double figures. They've been up by as many as a dozen already here this evening. With 4:44 to go in the half, back down with it. The shot from underneath and a kid, Sam Joyce. Sam just decides Hunter Boyd's not going to get that shot. He comes over the back, commits the foul. Boyd lands on the floor, comes to the free throw line. Everybody's fine. But Sam is going to have his 2nd foul, and Hunter Boyd will have a chance at his 1st point of the game, which he promptly converts. So for Hunter Boyd, it'll be foul or point number one. Sam Joyce with those 2 fouls will come out of the game. 2nd free throw rolls in. So Hunter Boyd with 2. And it is 17-9. Into the game again for Morehead Mount Academy will be Adam Cottle. He's the one who's going to replace Sam Joyce with those fouls. 4.5 to go in the first half. Harris with the basketball comes out on top to Parrish. Beagle swings around to the left side, keeps the dribble alive, works it back out around to the right, followed on the player defense by Josh Rowe. Comes out on top to Mark Harris, starts down the left side of the lane, dumps it over to the 3-point area to Korbelik. He'll step inside, put the shot up, miss it. Rookie batting up back then is going to be Cottle, and the Ravens are going to reset the offense. Now Cottle from 14, shot blocked. Batted away by Hunter Boyd. Here comes Oskaloosa. 4 minutes to go in the half. Rockhold down, up, good. Got a Rockhold with 6. 17-11, and Oskaloosa looking to battle back. 3:50 to go in the first half. Korbelik, a straightaway 3. Perfect. His 3rd 3 here tonight. 20-11. Oskaloosa back down to there, into the court, in front of the MHMA bench here in the first half. And the ball's going to be stripped away from behind, picked up by Harris. Harris back to the right side. And Beagle goes up and misses the shot. Rebound, Oskaloosa. That was a nice job defensively by the Bears that time up the court. Beagle had a breakaway, and defender got in front of him, planted himself, forced Beagle to alter the shot to go around him and not commit the player control foul. Missing the shot, and Oskaloosa goes the other way. Three-point shot for the Bears is up, no good. Offensive board from 14, no good. Rebound is going to be slapped out of play, and it'll come back again to Oskaloosa. Coming into the lineup for the Ravens, Keegan Mispagel. Keegan was out there a little bit earlier. He also a senior for Coach Rapplinger. .253 to go into first half. 22-11. Ravens in a 2-3 zone now. Back on top, to the left, long cross court, the feet to the right block, on the court one time, little elbow, no foul, back over to the left, three-point shot, bingo. Knocking it down from the outside, Van Houten, his second three of the game, 20-14, and Oskaloosa not throwing in the towel here with 2:20 to go, and we get an offensive foul. The official explaining to the player, you can't do that. You don't hear an official explain what you can and can't do real often, but he was very clear. On the player, you can't do that. 2:20 to go in the half. I like that. That, by the way, is the second foul on Oskaloosa's Van Houten. Ravens will bring it in. Looking, Miss Pagel out on top, it'll come to Harris. And MHMA is on offense. We're rapidly approaching halftime, 2:10. Here's a little turnaround shot in the lane, won't drop for Caudill, and the rebound. Pairs up the floor, Cooey Perry. Cooey drives all the way to the right side, comes off on top, Van Houten. Another three! Wow, what a shot, Van Houten's third three. 20-17, and that's enough for the Ravens, and Coach Rapplinger, he'll take a timeout. Joseph, let's do it. We're down to a minute 55 to go in the opening half. It is Morehill Mount Academy 20, Oskaloosa 17.
Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's
913-367-2650. High school hoops tonight here on CARE Radio. You know CARE Radio, K-A-I-R-F-M, Horton Atchison. Of course you do. 93.7 MSCSports.net, all of those wonderful things. 20-17 is the score. Ravens here at home in front, but what has been as much as a 12-point lead has been trimmed down to a single possession lead by Oskaloosa, who has played hard, battled hard, and fighting their way from behind. Ravens taking the timeout, will be putting it in play, and here comes Bowden Korbelik. Here's a three for the Ravens. It's wide to the left side, and as the rebound is going to be hauled down, the Ravens, I think, did they go over the back? Now they're going to call Oskaloosa for the foul, and it will be a Raven one and one. I think the official's trying to pick a number out. And now he's going to ascertain that the foul is going to be on Oskaloosa's Tanner Haynes. Foul number one for Tanner, team foul seven, and at the line for the Ravens, you are going to see Miles Dulac. Miles squares up, front half of the 1-1, won't drop for him, and a rebound tipped out. Oskaloosa controls it down. Here come the Bears with an opportunity to tie it with a long shot, and a minute and a half to go in the half. Oskaloosa widens out and clears out the lane. Back behind it goes Van Houten, dribbles it off on top, a big collision. Korblik, I think, got his feet tangled up a little bit, tried to get in front of Van Houten, kind of stumbled, and in the collision, the foul is going to be the first of the ballgame on Bowden. Coming to the line for Oskaloosa will be Trenton Van Houten. Van Houten has 9 points on 3 three-point shots. He has not had a free throw opportunity tonight. He's going to be up here for the 1-and-1. Both teams have committed 7 fouls, so each club is in the bonus right now. The front half is in and out, no good. Rebound tipped around, and it'll be controlled down by the Ravens. So missing the front half of the 1-and-1. MHMA hanging on to that 3-point lead. Here's Mark Harris with it, and we've got a 3-second violation on Copeman. So back it will come to Oskaloosa with a minute 7 left in the first half. 20-17. The Ravens have not scored in going on 3 minutes now. We're now in the last minute. Pass comes off on top. Oskaloosa with it. It's going to be Rowe. And we have an offensive foul against Oskaloosa. And Coach Rockhold not real happy. The whistle is going to be the second foul of the game by Josh Rowe. As a player control foul, of course, it will not be shot. 46, 45, 44 seconds left in the half. Ravens with the basketball, leading by 3 at 20-17. Low-scoring game here in Atchison. Parrish Beagle will have it up on top. Parrish is yet to score in the game this evening. Korblik has it on top. He's been the offense for this team, but now he'll palm it over. See, I'm just one of those old guys. I think I see players at every level, high school, college, whatever, carrying, as they used to call it, carrying or palming the ball over so much, so often. Just doesn't get called much, but got called right there, and it's going to cost the Ravens a possession. Here comes Oskaloosa once again. Now, with 25 seconds to go in the half, trailing by 3, Oskaloosa very much looks like a team looking at a final shot in the half. They'll drive down the lane instead and go up. No foul called. Rebound battle for. Oski has it. Brings it back on top for 3. They're going to call a travel. Yeah. See what happened is that ball was kicked out to the perimeter. Hunter Boyd, big guy, plays a 5, was squaring up a little bit. And again, these officials are calling this a little bit old school because a lot of times, again, you get away with that. That sliding that foot to get lined up. But they call the travel, and here come the Ravens. 11 seconds. The clock starts running. Clock starts running. There comes the clock starts running. So the clock doesn't run as the ball comes into the forecourt. And then after the foul's committed, it runs for a little bit. Probably running off, yeah, kind of sort of around the right amount of time, kind of sort of. I think the official here on the end caught that. And now they're going to go over to the scorer and ask for an adjustment on the time. In the process of all coming up the court, we have had a foul called on Oskaloosa, and it'll be Luke Siebert coming to the free throw line for the Ravens. The question is now, I'd say, try to ascertain what time ought to be. They're going to make it at 9.3. That's probably pretty close. I think everybody will be able to live with that. Has a decision there. I don't know against whom the foul is called right now, but Luke's free throw, no. Siebert can't hit it. 7 seconds, 6. Here comes Oskaloosa, 5, 4. The pass out on top. The 3 at the buzzer, off the mark, and we are headed to the locker room. It's halftime in Atchison. We'll be back to summarize it for you. Going to the break. Morehill Mount Academy 20, Oskaloosa 17.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's 913-367-2650.
Well, the Ravens have led to the ball game by double digits. And matter of fact, up a dozen in the opening quarter. But Oskaloosa has battled back, and goes into the locker room trailing it only by three. Leading the way for the Bears with 9 points on 3 3-point shots is Trenton Van Houten. Half a dozen in the half for Gunnar Rockhold, and two on a couple of free throws by Hunter Boyd. For Marhill Mount Academy, 10 points leads the way by Bowden Korblik, also with three threes and a free throw. Four in the first half for Mark Harris, then it drops to Brody Copeman, Sam Joyce, and Adam Cottle, each with two. No player on either team with three or more fouls, and no real foul issues here. Should be a fantastic second half, but points very, very hard to come by. In fact, the Ravens did not score in the last 3 minutes and 40 seconds of the second quarter, and again scored only 6 second quarter points. Stick around. Second half coming up live here on Cam Radio, but right now we're going to take a bit of a break. We'll be back. Halftime score, Markham Mount Academy 20, Oskaloosa 17. We're headed back to Joseph. He is just waiting. He's poised. He's ready. He's in the Care Radio Sports Studio with Halftime.
The new Fall Blizzard Treat menu is at Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill, and it's got all the fall, featuring returning favorites like pumpkin pie and new flavors like cinnamon roll setters, Reese's Take 5, Snickers Brownie, and more. This may be the fallest Fall Blizzard Treat menu lineup of all time, and it's all blended together in delicious, world-famous DQ soft serve. Try all the flavors at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison.
Union State Bank, founded in 1901, would like to take a moment to say thank you to everyone across the communities we serve. Hi, this is Kyle at Bank of Atchison, here to say that the work you do and the dedication you show to your local community continues to inspire our teams at all our branch locations. We are proud of our long history of being honest, reliable, and of remaining connected to the families and businesses we serve. As it was in the beginning, our customers are like family, and it is a privilege to work alongside them. Learn more about why we say we are rich in community at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays, and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Good evening, this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. I'd like to thank you for joining us as we're bringing you high school basketball from the Marhill Mount Academy gym as they're playing host to the Oskaloosa Bears. We'll be back to the boys' game in just a moment. I did want to mention that tomorrow noon we will have Benedictine College basketball action for you as they take on Culver Stockton. 12 noon is an unusual tip-off time, and we will be doing that tip-off time at 12 noon for the women's game. The men's game will be at 2 p.m. Coming up on Tuesday, we hope to have Atchison High versus Harmon at a 6 p.m. tip for the women's game. The boys should take to the court around 8 p.m. I'll be back in just a moment with the scores as I have them.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
KAIR is your local sports authority. On the air at 93.7 FM. Online at mscsports.net. Providing you with play-by-play coverage of high school and Benedictine College sports. Daily sportscasts, game recaps, schedules, and more. We are KAIR, number one for local sports.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
Your car is a complex machine filled with the latest technology, and it needs quality service to keep it running right. By taking your car or truck to Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison, you will have peace of mind knowing your vehicle will be maintained and repaired by highly trained professionals. And when it's time to add or upgrade a vehicle, look right here at Lewis Chevrolet Buick. Small town feel with big city discounts. Call them at 913-367-3000 or stop by 314 Woodlawn in Atchison.
Taking a look around the area, we've got some finals to report in girls basketball. It was Fort Scott over Perry LeCompton, 46-11. Nemaha Central ladies fell to Holton, 52-43. It was Centralia over Hiawatha, 43-38. Jackson Heights beat Pleasant Ridge 53-26. In the Clifton Clyde game, it was Clifton Clyde 62, Pike Valley 31, and Valley Falls top McLeod. In the game that you listened to earlier here at Hot Country 93.7, it was Marhill Mount Academy 48, Oskaloosa 34. In boys basketball, we've got some finals to report as well. It was ACCHS over Donovan West, 53-28. Jackson Heights fell to Pleasant Ridge, 53-38. Nemaha Central fell to Holton, 61-43. It was Centralia by 1 point over Hiawatha, 50-49. Sabetha beat Royal Valley, 70-64. I'll be back in just a moment with a look at that weather I forecast.
Care Radio presents Candy Cane Cash, a chance for you to win $500 cash just in time for Christmas. Sign up at our official qualifying events held throughout the holiday season. We'll draw five names from among the entries. If your name is drawn, you'll be in the running for the $500 cash prize. Come to as many of these qualifying events as you can to increase your chances of winning. Grand prize drawing will be on Monday, December 19th. Our next sign-up will be Saturday, December 10th from 10 to noon at Skyway Vapes at 711 Commercial Street in beautiful downtown Atchison.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Cloudy skies tonight with a chance of snow. Lows dip down to about 30. Southeasterly winds at around 5 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow. Highs around 49. Lows level off around 23. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy. Mainly sunny skies, calm and dry. Sunday, clouds on the increase by Monday. Upper 40s. Sunday, low 50s by Monday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr for Hot Country 93.7. It's currently 34 degrees in Atchison. We've got a feels-like temperature of 32 out there. The wind has kicked up just a little bit and moved from the east. It's now going at 3 miles per hour. Relative humidity is 90%. Dew point 31 degrees Fahrenheit still. And our barometric pressure is holding steady at 30.17 inches of mercury. We'll be returning to Tom Couts courtside in less than a minute.
Dr. Sean McCool and Dr. Christine McCool at Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic have over 20 years experience handling both emergency and routine care for your animals, large and small. Specializing in small animal knee surgery, reproduction, and orthopedic and soft tissue surgery. For more information, visit their website at cedarridgeveterinaryclinic.com or call them at 913-367-3600. Cedar Ridge Vet, customizing care to meet the needs of you and your pet.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now return to the gym for second half coverage of your feature game.
Welcome back to the Haverty Gymnasium on our MHMA campus in Atchison, Kansas. About ready to get underway with the second half of tonight's high school hoops here on Care in the Northeast Kansas League. Guys game. We go to the second half with the Ravens here at home in front by a 20-17 margin over Oskaloosa. Welcome back, everybody, with Joseph, producing, engineering, doing news, doing sports, probably doing a little song and dance that you didn't even appreciate, didn't even get to know about at halftime. He's the guy doing it all back at the Care Sports Studio. Joseph, thank you. Tom Couch to hear courtside. The Ravens are the first club to leave their sideline and come out onto the floor. And for Coach Dan Ramplinger, it's going to be the original starting five of Bowden Korbelik and Barry Spiegel, Brody Copeman, Mark Harris, and Sam Joyce. For Oskaloosa, a little scan of the floor. Looks like it'll also be their original five, which would be Hunter Boyd and Gunnar Rockhold, Josh Rowe and Coy Perry with Trenton Van Houten. And the Ravens are going to put the ball in play to begin the second half. And as quickly as they do, they're going to turn it over with the travel. So Oskaloosa will have an early opportunity here in the third quarter to tie this game up again. Oskaloosa has never led in the game. They have trailed by as many as a dozen, but have battled back from that and have really limited the Ravens scoring as the second half went on. Here's a little shot from the baseline, and as the drive to the rim provides a shot, the Ravens commit a foul from behind. They're going to say it was not during the shot. They're going to say it occurs on the drive. The official's going to come over there asking a little clarification at the scores table. You heard the horn sound. It's going to be the second foul of the game for the Ravens, Mark Harris, in the first foul of the second half by either team. Oskaloosa putting it back in play again. Ball's going to be slapped out of bounds by Harris. And again, Oskaloosa will be putting it in play this time right in front of the Bears bench and head coach Jeremy Rockhold. The inbound work done here by Coy Perry, holding it high above his head. They'll bounce pass on the inbound to Van Houten. Trenton will swing it over to the left side to Gunnar Rockhold, score the first points of the game. Back off on top, Oskaloosa running very basic motion offense now, just working the perimeter a little bit, trying to soften up that Raven player defense. 7-11 to go in that third quarter. Now trying to drive into the lane. Oh, a beautiful back door and an uncontested layup by Coy Perry, who had absolutely tricked his defender. It is now a one-point game at 20-19. 6:56 to go in the quarter. And this is a one-point Raven lead. Again, they've been up by as many as a dozen way back in the first. Nearly throwing it away. A nice save of the basketball by Mark Harris. Back out on top of it comes the Parrish Beagle. Parrish has been a real offensive threat for this team. Has no points yet in the game. Here's a driving layup that's up, and it won't go in for Sam Joyce, battling for his own rebound, gets tied up for the jump ball. Possession to Oskaloosa. Now the Bears with a chance at their first lead of the night. They trail by one with 6:27 to play in the third. The ball coming off the floor. Oskaloosa with it will drive into the lane. The dish over to the left side, stepping inside the circle, taking it down toward the block. Now off the left side of the free throw line and back off on top again. Oskaloosa again cuts down the lane, and the ball is going to slide out of the hands of Rockhold, and it's going to get away and go out of bounds. And he's going to try to convince the official that he'd been slapped out of his hand, but they were not buying what he was selling. It's going to come back to the Ravens. 6 minutes to go in the third. MHMA still clinging to that one-point lead in this rather low-scoring business here tonight, 20-19. Skip pass over to the right side. Mark Harris will take it, bring it up to the top. Dump it there to Bowden Korbelik. Now over to Parrish Beagle. Backing into the lane, Harris nearly loses it, and Rockhold reaching and trying to secure the ball that for a moment looked like it had gotten free. But in the process of doing that, he will pick up his second foul of the game. So Gunnar Rocco, foul number two, and each team has one second-half foul. Ravens are going to bring the ball back in play again, and trying to steal it away from Korbelik. They're going to have another foul by the Bears. This one is going to be on Van Houten, and this one's more significant as it'll be his third foul. And I suspect particularly significant as Van Houten has nine of Oskaloosa's 19 points in the game. Here's a driving shot for the baseline for the Ravens. It's up and no good. Sam Joyce follows it up and no good. Rebound tipped around on the floor. Oskaloosa picks it up, and now a baseball pass up the floor. It's going to be batted away. Sam Joyce is going to save it. Steps it over to the left side to Coatman, and his pass into the middle is going to be knocked free. Stolen away by Oskaloosa. Sloppy play right now with 5:15 to go in the third quarter. Both teams trying so hard to try to establish themselves as the better club here tonight in a one-point game that has gotten just a little bit shaky. Stepping toward the baseline, the ball comes back out on top. Oskaloosa on offense, down one. Inside, 5 to go in the third. Rockhold tries to drive in, nowhere to go. Brings it back off on top again. The pass down to the top of the key. Boyd will have it. Behind him it goes to Van Houten, again to Boyd, over to Perry. Now Oskaloosa settling in a little bit, getting very patient with this possession. Comes again to the top of the key to Hunter Boyd. Here's a three-point shot left side. It is well off the mark, and a desperate attempt at a rebound is in vain, and Oskaloosa will turn it back over. And once again, the Ravens coming up court with the basketball. Marshall Mount Academy has not scored since 3:40 to play in the first half, and we're at 4:24 to go. So they're going on a full scoreless quarter. We're over 7 minutes now without a point for the Ravens. Feet underneath. This could change that, and it does. The shot is up and good by Brody Coatman. A 9 feet into the middle, and about a 2 or 3 foot jumper by Brody for his 4th point of the game, and it's 22-19. And we've got 4:03 to go. So the Ravens went way over 7 minutes without a point. Here's a drive to the baseline, and the running shot is going to be up and off the mark. Coy Perry unable to get it to fall for him, and the Ravens are going to go the other way, and a running jump shot is going to be up and good for Perry Spiegel. And with that, the senior will have his first point of the game. 24-19, MHMA has exploded for a quick couple of buckets. 3:35 to play third quarter. Oskaloosa again will cut down the right side of the lane, nearly traveling with it, but it'll come back off on top. Back over to the left wing, it's going to be Hunter Boyd with it now out between the circles to Van Houten. 24-19, Ravens in front here in Atchison, in front of the home crowd, but a good Oskaloosa fan base on hand. 13-footer from the right side is up and in. And Oskaloosa's on the board of the second half for the second time, this time off the hand of Gunnar Rockhold. 24-21, and we've got 3 minutes to go, third quarter. Again, it has not been an offensive juggernaut here. These teams have just battled and struggled to get points on the board. In the middle again is going to be Brody. Rotate set shot is going to hit the back of the rim. It kicks straight back out into the middle of the lane, and as Coatman tries to rebound his own miss, he will instead pick up his first foul tonight. Brody foul number one. Ravens team foul two. And again, team fouls are even, two apiece on Morehouse Mount Academy in Oskaloosa. Ravens will make a substitution and get a little smaller as coming into the game. You're going to find Keegan Mispagel and Adam Cottle. They're going to come in for Beagle and Joyce. 2.5 to play in the third quarter. A 3-point Raven lead. Oskaloosa, though, has the ball. Backdoor pass to layup, yes. It is again a 1-point game. Hunter Boyd capitalizing on a nice pass into the middle. It's 24-23. 2:19 to go, third quarter. Ravens back down. Mark Harris will look to drive in. Nothing doing. A near travel on top, and now there's the call. I thought they were going to let Ms. Pagel get away with it, but this crew has done, frankly, in my opinion, which is worth absolutely nothing, they've done a phenomenal job of officiating this game. They've called it close. They felt it well. And there was a turnover by the Ravens on that traveling violation. We're inside 2 to go in the third. Long cross-court pass. Thinking about the 3. No, not going to take it. Comes out on top to Van Houten. Oskaloosa back on offense. Here's Rockhold, knifes into the lane, dishes the back left, wide open 3, boom. And Oskaloosa off the hand of Coy Perry in that 3-point shot. Oskaloosa has taken a lead at 26-24. It is their first lead of the game, and the Ravens are going to take a timeout. We'll take a break, Joseph. with only a minute 34 to go in the third quarter. It's Oskaloosa 26, Marhamon Academy 24.
Farming, it's more than just a job. Farmers dedicate their lives every day to the land and the community that surrounds it. Exchange Bank recognizes and appreciates their hard work. We are dedicated to helping with your agricultural needs. We can assist you with loans to keep your farm operating and for expansion. Our team at Exchange Bank is here for the long haul. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Back with you here in Atchison, Kansas, says Oskaloosa coming off the bench, and a quick scan. It's going to be the original five. Coach Jeremy Rockwell for Oskaloosa has not gone deep into the bench. His starting five of Trenton Van Houten and Coy Perry with Josh Rowe, Gunnar Rockhold, and Hunter Boyd. They've gone pretty much the distance. They have two guys they've rotated in for brief stints, but gone no deeper than seven. Here's the Ravens putting the ball in play, and on the drive and down the baseline, Mark Harris is going to be fouled to come to the line for a couple of shots. Official slides over here and lets us know that it'll be foul number three on Gunnar Rockhold. So for Gunnar, foul three. For Oskaloosa, team foul three of the second half. And the first free throw is right in there for Mark Harris. His first free throw of the game and his fifth point tonight. Sam Joyce is going to come back in for the Ravens, and he'll be there to replace Adam Caudill. Sam Joyce playing that five spot for the Ravens is just a big guy. He's not only tall, but broad at the shoulder. The second free throw is perfect, and he is big. I mean, you think lineman, you think a guy that looks just like Sam. Both free throws are good by Harris, and the game is deadlocked now at 26. We're starting over with a minute 11 to go in the third quarter. And a driving shot is up, and a foul is committed. The bucket doesn't go in. But free throws for Oskaloosa. This will be Mark Harris picking up his third foul for Morehill Mount Academy. And Trenton Van Houten at the free throw line hits the first. So Van Houten with two free throws will hit the first of those two, giving his team back the lead. And coming into the game for Oskaloosa for the first time tonight, it is going to be a freshman, Caden Kessinger. Second free throw is also good. So the two free throws puts Oskaloosa back in front again by a pair. And we've got a minute to go. Quarter number three. Ravens at home finding themselves down. They come into the game at 2-0 on the season, a 2-0 in the conference. Here's a running baseline shot. No good. Sam Joyce goes up, and they're going to call a foul. Sam Joyce with a lot of traffic, a lot of bodies around him in the middle of that lane. For Oskaloosa, having just come into the game, the freshman Kessinger will have his first foul tonight. Joyce's free throw, no. Sam with 2 points on the evening. Kessinger right back out of the game for Oskaloosa's Hunter Boyd returned to the floor. 42 seconds to play in the third quarter. Joyce looking to get his team within one. Way short, rebounding it down. Here comes Oskaloosa. Walking up court, Coy Perry. Skip pass over to the left side. Gunnar Rockhold stays in the game with those three fouls. I think they need a lot of the things he brings to the floor. The shooting, the ball handling, the leadership out there. 20 seconds to go in the third quarter. Oskaloosa being very controlled with what they're doing out here. 13 seconds, 12 seconds left in the third. The dish over to the left side. The cut into the lane. Underhand shot. Counted plus one. They backed it away and backed it away. Got the Raven defense to open up a little bit. Gave them some room. And then knifing into the middle, Coy Perry hits the bucket, draws the foul. The second foul of the game by Brody Copeman. And not only is Coy Perry put his team up by four, but coming to the free throw line with 5 seconds left in the third quarter can put them up by five. And will not. It's a missed shot. Rebound is going to roll around, go out of bounds, and it'll be Raven ball with 3 seconds left. So they've got a long way to go and not much time to get there. 3 seconds left. You can hear Coach Rockhold yelling at his team where he wants them to line up on his inbound. Ravens are going to have to go the length of the court. It'll come into Sam, mishandles it, gets it away again, and over to the right side. The shot at the buzzer is way off the mark, and that was the longest 3 seconds I've ever seen. And we have come to the end of three. Three quarters in the book here in Atchison. We'll be back with what promises to be an exciting fourth. Mar Hill Mount Academy, Oskaloosa, Bears 30, Ravens 26.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. They carry a line of diesel engine parts including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax and Power Stroke engines. Now open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 6 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Well, we're back with you here at the Haverty Gym on the Mar Hill Mount Academy campus in Atchison, Kansas. High school basketball. The boys are playing in the Northeast Kansas League game. And as we go to the fourth quarter, Oskaloosa has come from a 12-point opening quarter deficit and go to the fourth quarter leading it by four, 30-26 for the second consecutive quarter. The Bears have held Mar Hill Mount Academy to 6 points. 6 in the second, 6-4 in the third. While Oskaloosa, in the meantime, has scored 10 in the second and 13 third-quarter points. For the Ravens, double-figure scoring, leading the way, Bowden Korbelik, but did not score in the third quarter. He had 10 at halftime. For Oskaloosa, Trenton Van Houten, 11. Two of those in the third quarter and on a couple of free throws at that. Ravens have the ball to begin things. We are underway in quarter number four. It's going to be an exciting finish here in Atchison. Big man Sam Joyce goes in, drops a shoulder, and they're going to call him for the travel. Back it'll come again to Oskaloosa. Sam going into the lane and looking to make a little bit of space for himself. It kind of leaned in. And lucky for the Ravens, perhaps, that they did not call a foul, an offensive foul there. Oskaloosa coming up the floor with it. The ball's going to be slapped away, knocked out of bounds by Mark Harris. Comes back in to get to the Bears. 7.5 to go in the game. Oskaloosa with the basketball, leading it by four in this very low-scoring business here tonight. Bears will lob it over to the left side. Skip pass into the corner to Rowe. Rowe's pass out on top is stolen. It is a jailbreak and an easy one for Beagle, who lays it up and in off a steal. Make a mistake and you'll pay, and Parrish Beagle will have his 4th points tonight. 30-28, 7:10 left. To the left side of the free throw line, the pass will come out on top. Oskaloosa's Van Houten thinking about the long three, then doesn't. Now he will. Three rolls off, no good. Rebound, Copeman. Back the other way will come Korbelik. He'll head all the way to the baseline and apparently up near the 3-point arc. On his way to the baseline, a foul was committed by Oskaloosa. Could be the second foul of the ball game by Coy Perry. It'll be Oskaloosa team foul 5. Korbelik will take the inbound pass with 6:45 to play. To the right side, Harris, his three way short. Rebounding it off the floor, Oskaloosa. Perry coming up with it. Now on the other end, the driving shot is going to be up and missing. Van Houten misses the layup and the rebound down to the Ravens. Here's Beagle with the basketball on the left side. He'll direct a little traffic, come out on top to Harris. Now over to the right side to Korbelik, who will take it to the baseline, and his runner is good for two. I think Oskaloosa may even be looking a little fatigued as Korbelik will have his first points in the second half. He's got a dozen tonight. We're tied at 30. 6:13 to go in the game. Oskaloosa has the basketball. They will go back door, the shot blocked, and that will be a two-shot foul in the third of the game by Brody Copeman. Six minutes and 1 second to play. That's a free throw line for Oskaloosa. With no points yet tonight, Josh Rowe, he'll change that with the first shot here. Josh knocks in the bucket, putting his team back in front by one. One more shot coming up for the junior, but it will not go in. Ravens rebound it down, trailing by a point. Into the forecourt they come. Korbelik out on top to Harris. Look away, pass underneath. Sam Joyce hits the bucket, plus one. Sam coming off the right side, knifes into the middle, takes a really pretty pass. The foul is going to be the third of the game by Hunter Boyd. And Sam Joyce will have his fourth point. Looking for one here. He's 0 for 2 at the free throw line. He can't hit that one either. The rebound out to Oskaloosa. Ravens in front by one. 32-31. And we're at 5:45 to play. Oskaloosa with the basketball. Skip pass over to the right side. Back door. Kicking left. Baseline three. Bingo. Knocking it down. Josh Rowe. He's come from no points in the first three quarters to have four here in the fourth. Picking it now, 34-32 Oskaloosa. 5:20 to go. Ravens over to the left side. Harris loses the handle for a minute, but Parrish is there to save it. The feed goes into the middle, and they're going to get a Raven or a Oskaloosa foul on the Ravens at the line. It will be the third foul for Coy Perry. Gunnar Rockhold is going to come out for a little bit and get a breather, I'm sure, for that last run. Into the game, Tanner Haynes. At the free throw line for the Ravens, Parrish. Oh, the gym's gotten really quiet. Beagle will make a little racket then with that free throw that's up and good. He livens up that MHMA student section, getting his team back to within one. Looking to tie it here. Joyce will come out of the game for Adam Caudill. Perry Spiegel looking to tie it up. On its way. Doesn't get it. Rebound, Oskaloosa. So the Ravens trailing it by one as we're right at 5 minutes to play. Skip pass. The lob back out on top. MHMA has gotten more aggressive with his defense now. Here's a feedback over to the left. They're chasing the ball a little bit more reaching, a little bit, again, just more aggressive play. That could be worked into some backdoor opportunities. Here's a baseline shot, but a big guy for Oskaloosa that misses. Korbelik will come up the court with it off the rebound, and we get a drop of the shoulder, and Korbelik is going to be able to come to the free throw line. Looked like he may have leaned in, gone into that defender, but the official trailing the play up the court. Who again is getting a little conversation from Coach Rockhold. Korbelik, a tremendously good shooter. This free throw is perfect. And Bowden now has 13 points. And Gunnar Rockhold, who had come out, I was expecting to come out for at least a minute or two, to get a little rest for that last run. He's already back into the game. 4:42 to play. It is a 34-34 ball game. Crowd hanging on every possession and every shot here in the Haverty gym. Second free throw for the lead. Will not go in. Rebound, Oskaloosa. Oskaloosa coming up with the ball. And here they come into the forecourt. It's 34-34. And we've got 4.5 minutes to play. Skip pass to the free throw line. Backdoor pass. Shot up. Rolls in. Oskaloosa back up by two. Give the bucket to Rowe. 36-34. Every time the Ravens have been able to tie the game or battle back, Oskaloosa has had an answer. So you have MHMA, who trails by two, can again get back to the tie. The jump shot going to be short for Beagle. Oskaloosa rebounds it away. Coming up the floor with it and quickly down the right side is going to be Rockhold. And his teammate Van Hout tells him to slow it down. Feeds it into the lane. Back over to the left side. Stepping inside the lane. The dish back into the middle, and we're going to have a 3-second call. That time Hunter Boyd, he just kind of camped out in there and had the ball, kicked it out, stayed in the lane, waited for it to come back to him, and it was just too long. So an error by Oskaloosa gives Warren Hill Academy another opportunity, trailing by two. 3:45, 44, 43, rolling along here, the waning moments of the ballgame. Here's a 16-foot jump shot, knocking it down for Morehillman Academy, the sophomore Luke Siebert. That took a lot of courage by the sophomore coming in off the bench. We're tied at 36, 3:20 to go. I'll keep it a basketball over to the left wing again. It comes out between the circles. That's going to be Rockhold. Left side of the free throw line. Back off on top. Again, the Ravens really aggressively swinging that defense. And now they go underneath. The shot is up again and again. What they do is to bring the Ravens defense out. They're chasing the ball hard. And when they do, they extend the defense. Somebody sneaks to the back door. And the last two trips down, it's been Josh Rowe. Gets open underneath. They hit him with a pass and he lays it in. 38-36, Oskaloosa. And as there's a shot on the other end, I found it was called, and they will call it on the floor. The foul is going to be on Trenton Van Houten. And the leading scorer for Oskaloosa is in trouble with his fourth foul. 38-36, Bears. And, yep, Oskaloosa is taking a timeout. They're going to try to figure out just how they're going to cope with this. And we're going to take a break with them. What a great finish we've got in store for you. Stick around. 2:48 to play in the game. It is Oskaloosa 38, Morehillman Academy 36.
Blair Milling and Atchison has all your poultry needs. Begin with a medicated chick starter crumble to give your young chicks nutrition to grow and stay healthy. Continue with a Blair's non-medicated chick grower crumble to keep them growing and developing into laying hens. When they start laying, go to the all-mashed egg to keep your layers producing eggs and staying healthy for a long time. To answer any of your poultry needs, contact a Blair representative at 913-367-2310.
Morehillman Academy coming into the ballgame tonight 2-0, but don't think that it's been a really easy road and that they just skated to this. Don't think that this trailing late in the ball game is something that they're not accustomed to, because just a couple of days ago, JCN was here. It was Tuesday night. The Ravens trailed in this game with 11 seconds to go, came down the court. Parrish Beagle hit a shot with 1.3 seconds left to secure a one-point win. Here's a free throw. It's up. It's no good. Front half of the 1-1 misses. Ravens rebounded down. Then shot misses. Rebound Oskaloosa. So the Bears come away with the miss and back up the floor. That was team foul 9 for Oskaloosa. So MHMA is going to be in the double bonus here for the last 2.5 minutes of the game. Bears with the basketball, leading it by a pair. Don't kick it over to the left side. Driving into the lane. No room. Comes back off on top. They get it to Van Houten. You got to understand, if you're Oskaloosa, you don't have to take a shot. And are they going to call a foul? Or are they going to call a travel here on the near side? They're going to call the travel, and Oskaloosa turns it over. Another opportunity for the home team with 2:10 to go. Bowden Korbelik showing the patience that you would expect from an upperclassman. Brings it up the court. Ravens have the ball. Here's Parrish Beagle. Again, he's the guy who hit that dagger shot against JCN to win it with less than 2 seconds to go a couple of nights ago. Minute 45 to play. Ravens with the ball, treading by two. Into the lane, the shot by Harris. Spins off the rim and no good. It's out of bounds. It goes out of play to Oskaloosa. It was a layup, but he had little English on it. It hit the rim off the back and against the backboard, rolled all the way around on the rim, and then fell back off on the same side that he laid it up on, and then trickles out of bounds. Oskaloosa puts it into the Ravens. I'm going to press a little bit on the upcourt play. Rockhold will bring it up the court himself, taking it down the right side. Hits double team there. Raven defense has become much more aggressive. Now the drive into the lane. The shot is going to be up and good by Hunter Boyd. Boyd wins six. It is now 40-36, and we've got a minute 19 to go. Ravens will travel with the basketball. Oskaloosa in a pretty good spot. Coach Rockhold wants to make sure his team understands what to do in this good spot, and we're going to get a Bears timeout. Taking a break, Joseph, we're down to the final moment. A minute 17 to play. Oskaloosa 40, Markham Mount Academy 36.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
A minute 17 is all that remains in this boys' high school game here in Atchison, Kansas tonight. Happy to have you along with us. Hope you're enjoying the contest. It has been thrilling from start to finish. Oskaloosa got in a little trouble early in the ballgame. Opening quarter found themselves down by as many as a dozen, but they fought back, battled back, scratched their way into this one. It was a three-point deficit for the Bears at halftime. They went into the fourth quarter, leading it by four, and lead by four right here with a minute 17 to play. Back of the court for MHMA. A quick look. It's going to be the starting five. Corbelake and Parrishan, Coatman, Harrison, Joyce for Oskaloosa. It's going to be their starting five. Van Houten, Perry, Rowe, Rockhold, and Boyd. And on the inbound, the Ravens quickly commit the foul. For MHMA, this is the ploy. That is only their... No, wait a minute. Is that a foul by Oskaloosa? Let me fix that. I thought there was a foul by Markham Mount Academy, but it is not. It's a foul by Oskaloosa somehow. And this is big. It is foul number 10. It's going to put the Ravens at the line. Double bonus. Harris free throw. Perfect. So Mark Harris has 6 points, now seven. It is 3 of 3 at the free throw line. He's got his team back to within three. It is a one-possession game. Second free throw, perfect again. Harris with 8 points. It is 40-38. And as the ball comes in play, it gets into the forecourt with a minute 11 to go in the game. Ravens have really extended the defense. Player defense, the pressure's on, the drive into the lane, the fish, the pass back over to the back door, the falling away shot is going to be up, it's no good, and the rebound, Sam Joyce. Here come the Ravens. Again, is there more? Haverty Jim Magic, 48 seconds to go in the game. Ravens have the basketball, treading it by a pair. Thompson with it is going to be Beagle. He's thinking about the three. Remember, he was the guy for the shot. The three this time, Corbelick. Too strong rebound, Oskaloosa. Bears coming up with the basketball, 32 seconds left, leading by two. They weave into the forecourt. Rockhold hands the ball. He's going to be trapped up on top, and we're going to get an Oskaloosa timeout. Taking another break, Joseph. It just keeps getting better. 27 seconds left. Oskaloosa 40, MHMA 38.
When you need a doctor, you choose the best. So when choosing one for your family pet, why have him just treated when you can have him treated like family at Westside Veterinarian Clinic? Dr. Walls and his friendly staff make it easy to get started and keep your pet healthy year-round. So for your special pet, choose Dr. Walls at Westside, located on 286 Road, just past Heritage Tractor. Call them at 913-367-0456. Westside Veterinary, where caring is their specialty.
Thank you.
Jim tonight. If you're in the car or home or wherever you might be enjoying the broadcast, and we certainly hope that you are. Every armchair coach, armchair quarterback has got his own philosophy how you should handle this game from here on out from both sides of this. It's going to be interesting to see what these coaches do and how this unfolds. The ball coming into Oskaloosa, 27 seconds left. And out on top, we have a stop of play. The official's calling everybody in. Going to take the ball. And, again, I'm not sure what he's saying. Something in front of the scorer's table. And it looks like Oskaloosa is going to be forced to inbound the ball once again. I had it coming in a moment ago with like 28. Now we're 24.8 seconds left. And Oskaloosa putting it in play again. There was no foul. There was some kind of a clerical matter. The inbound is going to be brought in. Oskaloosa will save it. They'll come out on top. And a cross-court pass. And a ball is stolen. But before that, a foul call to the Ravens. For him on the Academy being aggressive. So the plan from Coach Rapplinger, commit the foul, put Oskaloosa at the free throw line, but not yet. That was only team foul 6. So that was a foul to give. Now, 10 team fouls by Oskaloosa. The Ravens are in the double bonus. Oskaloosa on the next foul will be in the 1-1. 20.8 to go. Still a 2-point lead. The ball out on top, and there's the foul by Beagle. Parrish will pick up that foul. It'll be only his second. And they're going to force Oskaloosa to come to the line. Coming to the stripe is Trenton Van Houten. He is two of three tonight. Front half of the 1-1 is no good. Ravens rebounded down. Here comes MHMA with the basketball, and they're going to take a timeout. So for the Ravens, you scratch up the final play of the game. You be thinking about it as we take the timeout. What would you call? 15.9 to go. You've got the ball, but you trail in the ball game if you're the Ravens. It's Oskaloosa 40, Morehamount Academy 38.
A wise investor once said, the stock market is filled with individuals who know the price of everything, but the value of nothing. At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to know the difference between value and price. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Seconds remain in the ball game. It is a 40-38 lead for Oskaloosa over Morehamount Academy. The Ravens are going to be putting the ball in play at midcourt. Now, if you're MHMA, what are you looking for here? Are you looking for the three? You're going for the win? You're looking for a drive and a bucket plus one, maybe? Looking for a 2-point shot, a more certain kind of a score? What are you going to want to do? And if you're Oskaloosa, it's a double bonus. You don't probably want to foul. Ravens bring it in. Out on top. Harris, it's for three. Way short. It goes out of bounds on the fly. Oskaloosa is going to have it in play with 5.8 to go, but they're the length of the court away. You're going to expect the Ravens to come in to foul here. I often wonder why a lot of teams don't foul even before the clock starts. The ball comes in. Van Houten, and they're going to foul him. 4.6 to go. They'll go to the other end of the court. Oskaloosa fans in attendance tonight. They are here, a great number. They're all leaning forward, literally at the edge. Not just figuratively, literally on the edge of their seats here. And back of the free throw line, Trenton Van Houten, you remember a moment ago, missed the front half of the 1-1. Well, they're going to take another timeout. Oskaloosa is. But we're going to hang on to it right here, Joseph. We do not want to miss what's going to happen this last 4.6. It's a golden opportunity for me to remind you that basketball action continues here on Care Radio tomorrow. The Benedictine Ravens are back home, and we're going to be with them up in the Nolan Gymnasium. It is a 12 o'clock tip-off for the ladies' game and a 2 o'clock scheduled tip-off for the guys. Benedictine at home hosting Culver Stockton. Join us for Raven Hoops tomorrow. It is also a bring a toy, get a free admission day as Benedictine Athletics trying to help round up some things for the holidays for people who can use them, and so you could certainly help in that endeavor. Coming to the free throw line for Oskaloosa Van Houten. All of his teammates are back at midcourt. His front half of the one and one is no good. Rebounding it down to MHMA. 2 seconds. 1 second. 3-point shot at the buzzer is off the mark, and Oskaloosa wins it. Final score tonight in the Haverty Gym. Oskaloosa 40. MHMA 38. And we'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
Thanks for listening to Local High School Basketball on CARE Radio 93.7. Stick around for the Giant Communications postgame show. Giant Communications, the fastest, most reliable network in Northeast Kansas. Find out how you can switch at giantcomm.net. The Giant Communications postgame show, featuring a game recap and your Bank of Atchison player to bank on. Right after this word from the Bank of Atchison.
Union State Bank, founded in 1901, would like to take a moment to say thank you to everyone across the communities we serve. Hi, this is Kyle at Bank of Atchison, here to say that the work you do and the dedication you show to your local community continues to inspire our teams at all our branch locations. We are proud of our long history of being honest, reliable, and of remaining connected to the families and businesses we serve. As it was in the beginning, our customers are like family, and it is a privilege to work alongside them. Learn more about why we say we are rich in community at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Back with you here in Atchison, Kansas, where it was a thrilling game and a fantastic heart-stopping finish. But Oskaloosa was able to prevail tonight on the road over Warren Hill Mount Academy, 40-38. A recap of the scoring. First of all, for the Bears, one guy in double-digit scoring, Trenton Van Houten with 11. 8 in the ballgame for John Rowe. 8 also for Gunnar Rockhold. It was a 7-point game for Coy Perry, and 6 for Hunter Boyd, as Oskaloosa scoring came only from its starters. For MHMA, leading the Ravens and leading all scorers, it was Bowden Korblik with 13, 8 in the contest for Mark Harris. He had 5 the night for Parrish Beagle, 4 apiece for both Brody Coatman and Sam Joyce, with Adam Cottle and Luke Siebert each contributing 2. Your Bank of Atchison player of the game in this guy's game, going to go with John Rowe. John did not score in the first quarter. Didn't score in the second quarter, didn't score in the third quarter, but in the fourth quarter, when his team was finishing this come-from-behind win, he had all 8 of his points in that fourth quarter and helped secure that win and that big, big comeback for Oskaloosa, who moves now to 2-1 on the season and evens his conference record at 1-1. MHMA goes to 2-1 on the year, 2-1 in the conference. Opening game tonight, it was a win for the Lady Ravens, MHMA winning it 48-34. And the nightcap, it was the Oskaloosa guys winning 40-38. Again, tomorrow, Benedictine basketball on K-Radio with 12 o'clock noon tip-off for the ladies game and a 2 o'clock tip-off for the guys. Benedictine plays host to Culver Stockton out of Canton, Missouri, in Heart of America Athletic Conference College Basketball. Want to thank you for having joined us tonight. Appreciate you having been here. And until we greet you tomorrow from the Nolan, for Joseph, our producer, engineer, and all-around taking care of whatever needs taken care of guy from here in the gym, Tom Cowett, saying so long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to Local High School Basketball on CARE Radio 93.7 and to the Giant Communications postgame show. Giant Communications, the fastest, most reliable network in Northeast Kansas. Find out how you can switch at giantcomm.net. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Peru State College. Find them online at peru.edu. Peru State, Nebraska's first college. Transformative education designed for you. This has been an MSC Sports production.